This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Additional 8,243 corona-infected people recovered in Nepal today. Recovery rate stands at 82.8%. Health Ministry confirms 5,042 more new coronavirus cases with 68 deaths. World Environment Day marked across globe today. And armed men kill around 100 people in Burkina Faso. Now the news in detail. The COVID-19 infection ratio is noticeably declining across the country while the recovery rate is increasing. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, additional 8,243 corona-infected people recovered in Nepal in the last 24 hours. The country's corona recovery rate now stands at 82.8%. Meantime, the country recorded a total of 5,042 new cases of coronavirus infection. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, 68 corona-related deaths have been reported across the country today, and there are 92,928 reported active cases in the country till this date. A special aircraft of the Australian Defence Force carrying essential medicine supplies to support Nepal in its fight against COVID-19 pandemic reached Kathmandu today. The shipment consisting of masks, gloves and coveralls were handed over to Nepali Army by the Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, Felicity Volk, amidst a brief ceremony held at the Tribhuvan International Airport. The World Environment Day has been marked across the world, including Nepal, today by organizing various programs. The day was marked with the slogan Reimagine, Recreate and Restore. World Environment Day is one of the biggest annual events organized by the United Nations to generate awareness about the significance of the nature. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has said that the World Environment Day should be taken as a day to make a commitment for translating the constitutionally guaranteed right to live in a clean and healthy environment into action. The President also called for all to put collective efforts to promote activities for environmental improvement by adopting a natural lifestyle. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, through his message on the occasion of World Environment Day today, said that it was important to make environment-friendly cities and to clean rivers to create sustainable future. Chief Secretary of the Nepal Government Shankar Das Bairagi has pleaded for a striking balance between development and environment. At a virtual program organized by the Ministry of Forest and Environment on the occasion of World Environment Day today, Chief Secretary Bairagi stressed that Nepal's contributions to the environmental protection should be strongly highlighted in the international forums. On the occasion, he said that the Sagarmatha Dialogue, which was adjourned due to COVID-19, would be hosted coming October. The community and private schools in Birganj of Parsa district are to be gradually open from the 15th of June as the second wave of coronavirus infection came under control there. Chief Administrative Officer at Birganj Metropolis Pradeep Kumar Nirawla said that the schools closed since past 2 months would be brought into operation from the 15th of June. The classes of grade 8 to 12 would be resumed first. The notice issued by the Metropolis states that all the schools would be opened after 29th of July. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो. हुन्छ, तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न, म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है.
हस् हस् भाउजू.
ओए, वाइफाई होला नि, पासवर्ड माग्न.
हे, त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि.
ए हो र,
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न.
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back now to some international updates. The armed men have killed around 100 people in an attack on the village in the north of Burkina Faso, say reports quoting government and security forces. During Friday night's raid on Salhon village, homes and the market were also burnt, and no group has said it was behind the attack. But Islamist attacks are increasingly common in the country, especially in regions bordering Niger and Mali. Burkina Faso is facing a deepening security crisis, like many of its neighbors, as armed groups carry out raids and kidnappings across much of the region. Markets and shopping malls in New Delhi will be allowed to reopen from Monday in a further easing of COVID-19 lockdown as infections fall in major Indian cities after weeks of restrictions. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said on Saturday that Delhi Metro will also resume services at 50% capacity, and markets and malls will operate on alternative days, with half of them open on any given day. And the government of Maharashtra state, which includes India's economic hub of Mumbai, has also announced a 5-level plan to ease restrictions, deepening on infection rates and hospital beds occupancy. Telecoms operators in Nigeria have restricted access to Twitter a day after the government announced its indefinite suspension for activities capable of undermining Nigeria's corporate existence. The suspension in Nigeria came 2 days after the social media giant deleted a tweet from President Muhammadu Buhari's account for violating its rules. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers is also likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Corona-infected people recovered in Nepal today. Recovery rate stands at 82.8%. Health Ministry confirms 5,042 more new cases of COVID-19 with 68 deaths. World Environment Day marked across globe, including Nepal, today. And armed men kill around 100 people in Burkina Faso. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the morning tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.